Simplified, the Book of Job. Generated by the ship's computer. Read by Latrina Splatch. All right, here's the lowdown on the Book of Job. It's pretty intense, but also super relatable in a way. So Job is this really good guy who's living his life, following all of God's rules, and is actually pretty wealthy, with family, land, animals, the whole package. God and Satan have a conversation in heaven, and Satan basically challenges God, saying that Job only loves God because of all the blessings in his life. God believes Job is truly faithful and allows Satan to test him, just to see if Job's loyalty holds up. Then comes the tragedy. Job loses everything. His wealth, gone. His animals, stolen or killed. His kids, they all die in a freak accident. And on top of that, he gets sick with these horrible, painful sores all over his body. It's like everything that could go wrong did. And it's clear Job's hurting bad. Then Job's friends come by. They think they're helping by giving advice, but honestly, they're not. They keep telling him he must have done something wrong to deserve this punishment. They're like, look, God doesn't just make people suffer for no reason, so fess up. But Job insists he didn't do anything wrong. He's confused, frustrated, and wants answers from God himself, even though he still tries to hold on to his faith. Eventually, God does speak to Job, but instead of answering his questions directly, God basically gives him a lesson on how big and complex the universe is. God's like, were you there when I made the world? Can you control the weather or the stars? It's kind of humbling, reminding Job that there's so much he doesn't understand about how things work. In the end, Job admits he doesn't fully get it and apologizes for questioning God's wisdom. God actually praises Job for being honest and not just pretending to know all the answers, unlike his friends. Then, God restores everything Job lost and gives him even more than he had before. It's like this huge reward for his loyalty and faith. The big takeaway? Even when life gets tough and things make no sense, sometimes we're just not going to have all the answers. But that doesn't mean we should give up on trust or faith, even when it feels like the world is against us. Job's story is intense, but kind of comforting too, because it shows that questioning doesn't make you a bad person. It just makes you human. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed having your mind blown as much as I enjoyed blowing it. Computer, end program.